I left you yesterday asking how your embarrassment level was, sensing that some were feeling a bit hot under the collar. I did warn you when we started that I might start talking about passion, didn't I? So now we're really getting into it. Adoration, passion, words we don't usually associate with our relationship with him, I suspect. What mindset change would have to take place in you for this to become the norm? For you to see that whether you're a man or a woman, you're his bride. So he speaks to you in words of love. Bedroom words. Words of intimate union. Not just love, but passion and adoration. Strong one, that, adoration. Raw, exposed, intimate passion. And he isn't apologising. He speaks in the language of one who is absolutely consumed with the object of his love. Love which seeks the best for the object which is loved. The one he died to possess. The one he longs to be with and plans to marry. His bride. Marriage. Not a concept some in this 21st century embrace. We've got a Kleenex mentality when it comes to the commitment that's required, the covenant that we need to make the marriage work through good times and bad times. So we say, let's have a trial run and see how it works out. The trouble is, a number of trials and often several children later, and we still haven't found Mr. or Mrs. Wright. It's no condemnation, it's just that it's not like that with him. He found exactly what he searched for. He found everything in you that his heart desires. And he set his love on you. Not because you were perfect, far from it, but because he loves with agape, the love of choice, not changing feelings. You can find that in Deuteronomy 10:15. It's covenant love, a blood covenant. No wonder he says, love me with the love I have given you, and that will be enough. Got to quote Martin Luther again. Now is this not a happy business? Christ, the rich and noble and holy bridegroom, takes in marriage this poor, contemptible and sinful little prostitute, takes away all of her evil and bestows all his goodness upon her. It's no longer possible for sin to overwhelm her, for she is now found in Christ and is swallowed up by him, so that she possesses a rich righteousness in her bridegroom. Perhaps we just need to learn to receive the much more of God. Do you think?